welcome to another episode of The ADHD Mind, starring Jay Arbuckle. I'm going to be really honest with you. I'm having a hard time trying to figure out what I want to say and topics I want to talk about because, well, I'm not used to talking about myself. I usually put everybody else first before myself, so when it comes to me talking, I don't know what the hell to say. So, first of all, I like to talk about 8,000 different things at any given time. So, I have all these ideas going on in my head. Different topics from, you know, things about Trump and things about Kamala Harris and politics in general and Congress and so much stuff. The wildfires going on in California. All the hurricane victims. All the things going around on around in the world today, and it just boggles my mind how much there is to talk about. So, but that's part of having ADHD, I guess, right? So let's just start out today with talking about all the crazy shit that Trump wants to do. Everything from, you know, annexing Canada to possibly getting Greenland and renaming the Gulf of Mexico and all the other various things he wants to do. Now, I know that some of them seem crazy, and they probably are. It's probably like, you know, he wants to leave a legacy. But people are taking him seriously. Especially about this Greenland thing. If he were to somehow make a deal or acquire Greenland in Canada, that would bring our GDP up. That would be so beneficial to America. And let's face it, you know, countries do grow. You know, they get stronger. So it's really not that far-fetched of an idea. When you think about it, we've wanted to purchase Greenland before in the past. So, whether or not Denmark would want that to happen, who knows? But from what I've read, they're not actually part of Denmark anymore. So, I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure, you know, I read that. I'm on TikTok now, and with the TikTok ban coming up, I have now moved over to Clapper. I've checked out Blue Sky. I've checked out all the other ones. I don't know. I kind of don't like them. I'm kind of happy with Clapper, so I think I'll stick with that. And on there, it's the ADHD Mind. And you can look me up on there, and we'll be there. So make sure you follow, watch the videos, like, share, the whole nine yards. We'll get popular on there, hopefully. So anyway, with that being said, where was I? With Trump. A lot of people think he's crazy. Trump is an acquired taste. You know, whether you like it or not, he's going to be our president. I have no problem with him being our president. I believe in checking chances for everybody. I thought the Democrats were like that too, but I guess not. I guess that only falls under... If you're a Democrat, who knows? They all wanted to give Hunter Biden a second chance. Well, you know, here you go. Proof that anybody could be president, right? So with that being said, let's get on some other stuff. Let's see, what else can we talk about? I had a list around here somewhere. I don't know where it is at this particular moment, because like I said, ADHD, you know, I do have a list, honestly, I promise. Where it is at, who knows? I wanted to talk about politics and drones and UFOs and all that fun, happy horse shit, right? But if I can't find my list, I wrote it down on an envelope somewhere. you know, another ADHD thing. And I apparently cannot find it now. So, I have a hard time coming up with content to make these podcasts, excuse me, long enough to really get a bite on things, you know? I feel like everybody's doing a podcast. And I've had this idea for a very, very, very long time, a couple years now. But then I saw everybody else doing a podcast, and then this person was doing a podcast, and this person, and that person, and that person. So it's like, well, what can I offer anybody or anything to anybody that hasn't already been offered? And I've looked up various different types of podcasts, everything from Joe Rogan stuff to, you know, murder podcasts to mystery podcasts. You name it, there's a podcast out there for it, okay? I haven't really found anything to deal with ADHD or ADD or whatever you want to call it. Especially not in the Gen X era or Gen X generation. So, you know, and me, I've had my own experiences, and I'm sure everybody's had similar experiences to mine, but I feel like mine are kind of, I don't know, like a one of a kind. Like, I have been falsely accused of, and came very close to being accused of, simple assault when I wasn't even nowhere in the area. I was God knows where else, but I'll tell that story one day. I got chased by the police mistakenly one day, thinking that I was someone else. I'll tell that story one day. Just stupid crap that shouldn't happen to anybody. I don't know. And then I've had a lot of experiences with, you know, being a single dad and having cared about someone and loved someone that was an addict, that was a, well, what I thought at the time was a genuinely unique topic to me. It turns out it is not. So, like I said, I didn't feel like I really had anything to offer anybody. The only thing I have to offer is my opinions or, you know, my ideas or my kind of outlook or aspect of those particular situations. I don't know if they'll ever help anybody or if I can help anybody, but hey, you never know, right? People find help in the weirdest places. And sometimes it could be from weird people like me. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's why it's called the ADHD mind, because it's all over the place, because that's what my mind does. So, let's see. What can we talk about? Let's talk about the drones, huh? In New Jersey. So far, these drones started coming up. They came out of nowhere. They were here. They had a very big presence. And then all of a sudden, they disappeared. What happened? What's changed? I have no idea what's changed, but it is very strange and very, I don't know, convenient, you know? I did see one of them in my camera. I did record one. I did take a picture of it. When I went back for the picture, it wasn't there. So for whatever reason, I don't know if I messed up the recording or whatever happened, but it was a drone. It had, you know, little propellers, you know, wasn't nothing extraterrestrial that I've seen. But definitely something, it was pretty big too, you know, it was the size of probably like a Volkswagen Beetle, it wasn't little. And why that thing was flying around at, you know, 12 o'clock at night, who knows. I guess we'll never know. Or maybe one day we will. Who knows? I don't know. My son saw it. We saw it. It was just weird. And then now there's none. If you've seen one, hey, message me. You know? Message me on Clapper. And let me know. Hey, you know, they're still out there. You know, I would be interested to know. What else we got? What else we got? The wildfires in California. That is absolutely horrible. It doesn't matter if they are celebrities or not. You got to remember, the celebrities make up a very small population of those particular towns. And while, yes, they are a little financially better off than we are, that doesn't make it right as human beings for us to, you know, dismiss them or, you know, take what happened lightly. We still have to, you know, have sympathy and empathy for them and, you know, kind of reach out and say, hey, listen, you know, are you okay? Because they may not be, even though they are better off economically than us. I've met a few celebrities and they seem pretty down to earth, just like regular people, you know, that happen to have money. And sometimes money can be a curse. A lot of you don't think so because you don't have money. I don't have money. Shit. I'm lucky if I have two pennies to rub together. I'm so poor I can't even pay attention half the time. But, you know, that doesn't make it easy for the fact that they still lost their belongings, their important valuables. You got to remember a lot of them had irreplaceable pictures of children and parents that have passed away and, you know, irreplaceable valuables, just like everybody else has. Yes, I know some of them own 4 houses, 5 houses. I get that. But if that's their main house, that's probably where they keep most of their valuables, and that stuff is probably long gone now. So, there you go. So, you should show your support when needed. You know, you can, what's that new saying going around now? We listen, we do not judge. So, you know, you can listen without judging. So, anyway, let's see, what else? Aliens. Do we think aliens are real? Being a Gen Xer, growing up, we had all kinds of movies, TV shows. Oh, man, it's countless numbers. I can't even name them all. Absolutely, I think they're real. Do I think they're here? Eh, possibly. Neil deGrasse Tyson said it best. Walk up to the edge of the water, or the edge of the ocean, take a glass, scoop up some water, look in the glass. Do you see life in there? No. Well, then you must, if you assume that there's no life in the ocean, by one glass of water, well, then you're wrong. And that's just like with us, with space. What have we covered, like 1% of it, 2% of it, maybe? So, but don't take everything I say at face value or as for fact. It's just me being me. So, yeah, I definitely think aliens are real. I don't think we should call them aliens. I think we should call them life forms. Other life forms. We'll call them, what should we call them? Yeah, we'll just call them life forms. Aliens, I don't think is the right term. You know what I mean? But, I hope you liked that intro. That was Limp Bizkit. Man, I love Limp Bizkit. Frickin' songs are awesome. Music is awesome. I like to incorporate music into everything I do. My lives on TikTok. I'm gonna miss TikTok. I think they are gonna ban it. But my lives on TikTok, I have a very interactive music live, and people can come in and they can play music on their own. They can send gifts and do everything else. Hopefully one day Clapper will let me do that. I hope they get up there with that and they do that. That would be amazing. I'll try to figure some way to do that with my Clapper app. I'm working on it. It's a lot of technology bullcrap, but I'll figure it out. I got a couple computer school things under my belt and some electronic stuff, so we'll figure it out. But until then, we just have to deal with the podcast. I don't know how podcasts, you know, usually work. I'm new to all this, so you have to forgive me. Like I said, I think this is like the fourth episode. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. I guess I'll just call it, I have no idea what I'm doing. Yeah, how's that work? And I hope you'll be patient and you'll learn with me. And we'll learn together and try to figure out what's going on. And try to figure out and navigate how to get known in the podcast world. Because like I said, there's so many podcasters out there. I want to do something different. I want to be someone different. I want to be Jay, you know? I don't want to be like Joe Rogan. I mean, it would be nice if I could interview people eventually one day. That would be great. I want to do raw and uncut stuff. So if I cough, you get the cough. If I sneeze, you get the sneeze. If I have the sniffles, well, then you get the sniffles, you know? If I take a sip of my iced tea that I have here, well, then I drink iced tea. I'm a normal, everyday person. That's what I do. And I feel like, you know, you guys need that interactive stuff. Because, really, we don't get any interactive stuff these days. It's all like, you know, we're in our phones with our faces like 3 inches from the screen. I can't even tell you how many times my kid has sat there and I've talked to my children and then they're like, huh? What? Were you saying something, Dad? All the time, constantly. So we need some interactive stuff. So I want to figure out how to do interactive podcasts too. That would be really cool, right? If I can get a live podcast going, that would be cool too. So I could have like incoming callers, and I would love to have my sister on one day with me. Sisters. I have a lot of sisters. I would like to talk to my brothers on my podcast one day. I have a lot of friends that live throughout the world. I have friends in Israel. I have friends scattered all throughout America. And I have friends that travel a lot. I have friends that work in D.C. And I would love to have them on the podcast. I have friends that work for musicians. And, you know, I have friends in the music industry. And I want to incorporate all that. I have no idea how to. So if you guys have any ideas, please message me. Don't be afraid. Clapper, Facebook, whatever, just message me. I'm open to any ideas. I don't know how long a podcast usually is either. I don't know how long I can sit there and talk to myself and, you know, just chatter on about, well, me. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I have no clue what I'm doing. I'll be honest with you. It's going to suck probably. But we'll find out, right? I mean, hey, I look at it this way, right? It's either going to work or it's not going to work. You know what I mean? I'm also going to translate these to YouTube. So we're going to have a YouTube now where the podcast will get turned into a YouTube. And you can listen to it on there. And I do know a few things. I know stuff about computers. I know stuff about electronics. I know stuff about just life in general. I really, really, really know a lot about auto mechanics. I'm a really good problem solver. I was a candidate for president in 2024. So I learned a lot of stuff from that. I learned a lot about politics. I learned that you got to be a narcissistic, egocentric asshole sometimes, especially if you're going to be a politician, because let me tell you, it takes a certain level of assholeness to be a politician. You have to be. That's just the way it is. So when they say that, you know, Trump is, you know, a narcissist and blah, 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 and this and that. Yeah, I get it. I understand it, because that's what you got to be a politician. You know, you can't be shy. You can't be afraid. You got to be willing to take risk. You got to be willing to do, you know, risky shit. You got to take chances. That's part of being a politician. I personally am not like that. So if I were going to be a politician, I would have to be a completely honest politician. I would not be able to lie. So I don't know how that's going to work. I got to test the waters and find out if that's in fact what I want to do. Find out if I have the support. And if I see that I do, then I'll, you know, announce a candidacy. But right now, that's a long, far way off. That's 4 years from now, and a lot can happen in 4 years. We never know, right? So, who knows? But anyway, I know I say that a lot. I jump around from topic to topic, especially when I'm talking to myself. What else did I want to talk about? We're just touching on stuff tonight. We're not going in depth about anything because I have nothing prepared, as I've said earlier. And it's going to be all over the place. But I hope you can keep up. And I hope that makes you want to listen, because then you don't know what I'm going to say next. So, yeah. What are we at? 22 minutes. And if you're still listening, thank you very much for hanging in there. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about at this particular moment. Although I'm looking at the stuff on my desk and realizing now I really got to clean my desk. Because, geez, I have so much random shit on my desk. I have a laser pointer to play, you know, with the cat. I have a toothbrush for God knows what reason. I have microphones everywhere for the podcast, for the lives. I have other microphones that I do for music, headphones. I have a little Volkswagen Beetle, a little toy Volkswagen Beetle up here because I love cars. A chamois rag or whatever you call them, or whatever the heck they're called now. A pair of pliers, glasses, I don't know. Stupid shit. I thought it's stuff that people always had on their desk, you know? But, no, I think that's just me. So, anyway, all right, it's been 23 minutes. And I'm finding a hard time to talk about shit anymore. So, I am going to finish drinking my iced tea. And, yeah, I hope you enjoyed, and I hope I can get some topics going and talk about stuff that you guys want to hear. And hopefully, with my fingers crossed, I am saying this, I will get popular enough to where I do not have to work on cars no more. Because I'm not going to lie, as much as I love working on cars anymore, I just get so frustrated. I just can't stand it anymore. And it's not that I'm frustrated with the customers, because I love my customers. I have some of the greatest customers. They're very loyal to me. You know, even sometimes when I screw shit up, I'm honest with them. They stick with me. It's not the customers. It's just the work itself. Because I'll fix one thing and then, you know, I'll order a part and then it doesn't come in for 3 days. And I got the car on the left and I'm a small, very small shop. I got one bay. So I'll have a car on the bay for 3 days waiting for a part, you know. And it just stops me right in my tracks. And I barely make enough money to take care of all the bills and, you know, my kids and myself. So when stuff like that happens, it gets very frustrating. So I've only switched careers twice in my life. Well, three times. I started out as a computer tech, and then I went to, or electronic tech, went to computers. And then I ended up working for the cable company. Still doing computers and stuff like that. That was still technical or technology based. And then I went right into auto mechanics. And now I'm trying to be a podcaster, which let me tell you is a far stretch. It's scary. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea if I'm even going to be good at it or if I'm going to, you know, make any dent in it at all, or if anybody's even going to want to listen to my dumbass. But we shall see, right? That's what you guys are going to help me determine, if you like listening to me or not. So, all right, with that being said, I think we're going to make the podcast episodes 30 minutes because it's been 26 minutes. And if you're still listening, you're a trooper and you love misery, because listening to my dumbass has to be pretty horrible to sit here and listen to me ramble on for 26 minutes. Holy crap. I give you props. So yeah, there it is. Just going to be honest with you guys. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm just going to ramble on and talk about stupid shit. I'm going to come up with a topic. I'm going to do research on it. I'm going to have my daughter help me do research on it. And then we're going to get on here and we're going to sound like professionals, damn it. And we are going to talk about something and we're going to sound like we know what we're talking about. Does that sound good to you? Sounds good to me. So with that being said, have a good night or day, whatever time you're listening to this. Enjoy it. Be safe. I hope your families are safe. And for God's sakes, stop the hate. Have a good one, everybody. One for the trouble.